Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up, get up, get up, it's the Get Up Show.
Hey, here we are. It's the Get Up Show on the Simon Says Podcast. So happy to be back doing one of these. Seems like it's been a while, has it? Was it last week?
It was last week.
Oh, geez. It seems like so much happened between then and now. So much really did.
You're here and I'm here and you're here.
So what's been going on? Everybody good?
Yeah.
Chilling. Just enjoying, you know, hanging out and stuff.
A total non-answer. Why did I bother? Why not bother to ask? Hey, if you want to, click a like and subscribe. Tell your friends about it and call us sometime. Be part of the podcast because we love that. 336-373-0987 is the number. They're now, speaking of your phone, they're now going to have AI when you get your next update on your iPhone. So this might not affect you because you're weird with your green texts.
Yeah.
AI immediately goes on your phone and I want no part of it.
Well, don't we already have AI with Siri and all the stuff?
She doesn't really think.
Nah, she's like a data processor.
Oh. Yeah.
She just finds stuff. She's not a fake brain like these AIs are. It's still scary to me, man. Maybe I'm being ridiculous, but it's too much.
No, we've seen all the movies. We've seen iRobot. We've seen Companion, or that one's coming out, but just all the ways that AI can become aware and kill us.
Yeah.
It's lazy. The other day at work, it started asking me if I wanted to use Gemini, which is Google's AI. And it was like, hey, well, and it started like writing my email for me.
Really?
Like I was typing something and it started to like, hey, do you want me to summarize this? I'm like, no, I got it.
Are you serious?
I'm still doing it myself.
I want to use my own words. I want it to sound like me and I want to know what it says. If I let somebody else write it, I'll be like, thanks for that email, blah, 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 blah. What?
Yeah. I understand. I see why people are saying it's such a big deal, but at the same time, I don't understand why it's such a big deal.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. It's all over the news. And of course, now it's all over the news because of the other company came out from China, allegedly, that
DeepSeek or whatever,
which now everyone's fighting it, whether or not it's real and if they
can
really
do
it now. And then the some of the US based stuff is saying that they stole their.
Well, there's got to be only so much of that.
I know.
But you're right. It does cause laziness. And the way that, you know, the internet and phones all by themselves before this next step in technology made us forget all phone numbers we ever knew.
Oh, right.
No, don't know how to get anywhere without using your phone and your directions and stuff. So how dumb are people going to get if this thing is writing your emails and doing all of your thinking for you? You don't have to do anything, you know?
Well, and it's that idea. It's like using AI at work. Like they sent us an email. Even here, they're like, hey, if you want to use AI, use this program. And it's like, I want to show you how a computer can do my job for me and you don't need me to do it. Like,
apparently they had to tell people not to use certain ones that they were just downloading themselves.
Ah.
That really wanted to take over everything.
Yeah.
It's just because they were being picky about what, whatever. Or they had a deal with it.
Do you think there's any stopping it? Do you think that it'll get to a point where people realize, hey, wait, this is dangerous. You know, nobody's thinking anymore. We got to pull this back. Or is the cat too far out of the bag?
No, when we decide that, it will be too late. Mm. Like Will Smith in iRobot.
Now, but it will be something like, I mean, it's going to start. I mean, it already started like in schools. It's starting with the, you know, plagiarizing and kids not being aware enough to how to check their stuff. And then it's going to be used at work. And then people are, but something probably will happen. You know, I don't know what, but some major something will happen and it'll turn out, oh, AI did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think they're using it even in journalism. And that's where some of this fact checking is not coming through, because you'll read something and you're like, that doesn't make sense.
Well, also, it's like if you Google, even if you just straight up Google something, like a piece of information, or I was looking for how to do something, and then the first thing that always comes up is an AI overview.
And I always skip it.
Well, and that's the thing, is that, wasn't that the one, like, that was the whole thing where someone, like, it told
you to
eat
rocks.
Rocks.
Yeah, eat rocks and glue. Yeah.
But it I worry for the people who don't free think. You know what I mean? Like someone who's just like, oh, yeah, done. Click.
There's a lot of that going on.
Oh, totally.
Why not?
Like you said.
Between lazy and just not, some people aren't really capable. I mean, not trying to drag anybody down, but it's just some people.
No, drag them down. Drag them stupids down.
Like, well, some people aren't good at grammar or whatever. And so then they're like, oh, well, I'll just let it write it for me. Oh, and
I've seen that. I've seen those people.
I've seen where you did that.
Yeah, I've seen people who didn't have good grammar.
Like, I could care less about that.
Oh, God, no.
Come on, man.
Don't do it.
I mean, we've even seen it. It's crazy because last year there was a huge thing in radio where a company was using an AI, you know, person on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And what was great was that the girl who let her voice, she was the one who kind of setting it up to work. So she was like, this is AI me. And then I can
AI Ashley.
Yeah, remember AI Ashley?
No.
You don't? Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was a big deal.
Everybody jumped on her like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Well, everybody came out with it, and, you know, I don't know if they paid her or her radio station or whatever for them to do it, but all of the rest of us who are humans and want our jobs, we're like, what are you doing, you idiot?
don't even open the door.
No.
They did something with AI on Saturday Night Live. This past, the Chalamet one, it actually wasn't bad. They were using it as like having AI generate a fake podcast to teach the kids history. And they just kept saying, like, they would use bay in the middle of sentences. And then at one point they were holding up their hands and they both had like seven fingers on each hand.
Because they're AI.
Yeah. Way too many teeth.
Yeah, but
none of it made any sense. And then all of a sudden it was about like, they were both named Trish and they were in love with each other. Like, it went sideways. But again, I was like, oh, man, this is coming.
The thing about it is, it's going to get smarter. It's going to figure all that stuff out. But at what point do people stop caring? You know, it's like, oh, this must be real. You know, even though it has seven fingers, this must be real because it's what I see. It's what AI gave me.
We're already doing that. We're believing, you know, and every time there's a disaster, somebody puts out this heart-wrenching photo of a little girl clutching her puppy, and that was AI.
Well, what about the one, I mean, wasn't it AI? The kid who was like, don't forget about NC. It's like a shivering cold kid holding up like a wooden sign.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everyone's like, yeah, what about? I was like, okay.
That poor kid has no clothes.
Or they also did the one of Trump walking through the water, walking through waist deep water during the flood.
And he wasn't even there.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
That was my favorite. I was really glad that's why we cloned Abraham Lincoln years ago.
Oh, yeah. You had to wait.
He's
had to wait.
Bring him back for natural disasters.
Yeah, exactly. To save us all.
We raised him right. You know, we taught him how to shave.
And he didn't want to wear that hat, but we're like, this is what you do.
This is what you're known for.
Yes.
You'll find out later.
I don't want to. I don't want to wear a dumb hat.
It's cool, man.
It would be cool to go back. You know, I'm so addicted to the scrolling on my phone. It would be cool to go back before we had that. Just like, forget all about it for a weekend and just do what you used to do. You know, read a magazine, go outside.
I don't necessarily, you know, like, I hear you, but I mean, I don't mind my phone time. I'm tired of, like, it's like if you're on Facebook, it's going to pop up every third thing is fake.
Mm-hmm.
And it's obviously fake. And then every third thing is the people responding to something that's clearly fake.
Oh, speaking of Facebook, how much are you loving Rate My Plate now that I sent you that? Do you still get it?
That's the thing. I didn't accept to be in it.
Why? I sent it to you so you would.
I understand. I didn't want to.
I am insulted.
But now it's blowing me up. And it's like, I don't know how to make it stop. It's not that. I'm just saying in general. All the stuff I didn't ask to see.
Nah.
It's like, you might want to check this out.
I've accused some guys on there of using AI to make food pictures.
Yeah.
And they come back and say, oh, no, bro. This is totally mine. But people do stuff just to mess with you. Like, there's one guy I think he's in Denmark or something. It doesn't matter where he is, but he posts himself sitting naked in the filthiest room with like a plate of hot dogs in his lap and like a samurai sword in the floor. One day he was eating bag after bag of beef jerky. And so he's throwing the bags in the floor. And then the next picture he posts is like cheese toast with his dirty feet. And next to it is all those bags, those empty bags.
I hope that he's AI.
He's not. He's real, but he's just doing it to mess with
performance art.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Right.
Just to mess with people. And it's always, the thing about that site is, what you'll get into when you start loving it and scrolling through it for hours like I do, is there's certain ones, like somebody will post a beautiful prime rib.
Yeah.
Just absolutely juicy and red and just like it's supposed to be.
You started drooling a little bit, didn't you?
Yeah, I am.
I heard a swallow in there.
Caught me. But there's always the same woman who says, oh, that animal had to die to be on your plate. It's like, why are you here?
Yeah.
But that's also, that's the internet in general. Like that sure. actually perfectly, my wife is, she's so funny. Like, she's like, I'm just here for the comments. And it really is. It's like, totally. Anytime you see something, it's like immediately look at the comments.
Do you ever still, like the smartass in me always wants to correct and wants to get in there and give the other point of view. I just don't do it anymore.
And say, like, you know, somebody's like, oh my God, that I don't eat meat. And it's like, okay, this isn't for you.
Yeah.
Like, I want to go through and tell everyone that.
Yeah,
you know?
we've seen
no
this.
No one, so you saw this, you're like, that has nothing to do with me. So I'm going to tell everybody that has nothing to do with me.
Exactly.
I don't think those people are real.
Who cares?
What do you mean they're not real?
I don't think those are real people. That's the other thing.
They absolutely are. They're your neighbors.
I don't know.
Horrible lady down the street with the tiny little dogs that never talks to you. They are real people. Absolutely.
It's the lady in front of you at the grocery store with the checkbook.
Oh, well,
that's who that is.
That lady's just old. She doesn't know any better.
Yeah, come on, man. You just came here to say that you hate everything.
Yeah.
That's cool. Don't tell me.
But aren't you guys used to it? I mean, we've had that for years.
But
decades of going to places and having people come up to us and be like, I don't listen to you. I listen to NPR.
And plus, the radio station sucks. How many times have we heard that?
I mean, we've been, forget comments and forget message boards. We've had them like straight to our face for years.
Well, just any time that you're out with friends and somebody's like, oh, what do you do? And you tell them, I don't listen to the radio.
Oh, yeah. What's worse is when they say nothing. Like, I was at CarMax. I was looking at some cars. I was at CarMax the other day, and my father-in-law is with me, and he loves to do this. Mm. Well, this is your wake-up man on 98.7. He's radio man. And the guy's like not even looking up from the computer. You know what radio station? 98.7 Simon. No comment. Nothing.
Nothing. Not even. I should listen, or I just don't really listen, or
just
nothing.
Wow. Nah. The best one though was the mechanic that Maddie and I both use when he found out. Turns out he's a fan. He knew everybody's name.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, he didn't know that was us.
And that's so exciting when that happens.
Yeah, which is very rare.
Because it doesn't.
It's very rare.
It hardly ever does.
How cool is Christopher Walken?
He's pretty cool. What did he do lately?
I love him. Well, I've seen here just recently, I saw three movies with him, and it wasn't like it was a Christopher Walken film festival. It just happened that those were on. He was in Jersey Boys. He was like a producer in Jersey Boys.
Oh, okay.
And at the end, he's doing his dancing because he's a great dancer. Mm-hmm. He was in a video back.
Fatboy Slim.
There it is.
That was one of the first viral videos.
Yeah. And he was really doing the dancing. Like it wasn't fake.
Yeah.
So he was in that. He was in one called Stand Up Guys with Al Pacino. They're old like mob guys. And then he was in Kill the Irishman, which was the Cleveland Danny Green story about the Irish mob taking on the Italian mob. But he was in all three of those and kind of the same guy, but still just so cool, man. He is the coolest. And you know what his thing is? He has never had a cell phone at all.
But he doesn't have to because he has people to do it for him.
Doesn't even have a computer. He's never logged on. He's like, I've never done I've never Twittered or whatever you call it. You know?
But that's great for him. But he has someone to do it for him. He has people to inform him of everything, every day, of anything he wants to know.
He popped up in, I wasn't even expecting it, which was one of those things, I didn't know he was in it. I started watching that show Severance on Apple, Apple show.
Yeah.
And he's in it. And it was just, but out of nowhere, it was kind of one of those things. He's in it, Totoro's in it. Who else is in it? But it was one of those things like they introduced another department and was like, hi, I work here. Yeah. And I was like, ah!
He was just doing
walking.
Him. Yeah, he's just doing
Where
him.
Where you been?
I'd love to hang out with him.
And he looks like he's kind of like, he's aged, but he's aged. He's always kind of looked old.
Yes.
I mean, he looks a lot. I mean, he does look older now, but it's funny. Like, I compare him from True Romance to now. Yeah. It's like.
Well, I mean, you know what? That's going to happen to you too. So get ready. I mean, I've watched you age. I remember.
Hey, I get to see myself because I see older, balding, bearded guys with glasses. And that's, and I go, that's you. Gonna be me.
That's what I'm going
to
look like.
When I think back to when I first came here, Maddie had this long, flowing Fabio hair.
And long
he,
hair?
Oh, he had the longest flowing hair. He would pull it up into a ponytail.
It wasn't that long.
And he sometimes he would go outside and just lift weights for like an hour and a half. Right outside. And I'd be like, hey, Maddie, come on back in. It's getting hot and or cold out here. And he's like, bro, got to get a few more reps, bro. That was old Maddie. Yeah. That was classic Maddie.
And it was important. I always had my fan so my hair would blow.
Yeah.
And then when you do that, you would say, hey, Maddie. And you would hear this kind of dreamy music. Oh, Dreamweaver. And I'd turn and my hair would whip.
Yeah, he'd spin and the hair would just like slow motion.
And then
the
I'd dab at my forehead. And now I'm just all forehead.
Yeah.
And then he'd point that way so your bicep would pop out.
Yeah. Which way to the gun show? I was trying to tell somebody about something we used to do or something. And I looked back through my pictures and it was a picture of me and 50 Cent and I had hair. And I was like, oh, yeah, look at that.
Is it that one that I have of you? Because I have a picture of you with someone. It might be Fitty. And you didn't have glasses.
Yeah.
You didn't have a beard.
Nope.
And you had hair.
It's classic, Maddie.
Look what you've done to me.
Classic,
Look
Maddie.
What you've done to me.
Look, man, if you wanted it bad enough, you could be classic Maddie again. You don't want it bad enough. They've got that stuff. What's it called?
Hair club for men?
Stinging nettles?
Hairectium. Gronasium. Hair manade. That Matthew McConaughey used. And he's got a thick, full head of hair, but you won't do it. You won't do it.
I don't think I have that kind of money.
You just got to rub this stuff on there, and then you got to massage that stuff on there, and then you got to put this stuff on there.
That's all you can massage and put.
That's a lot of work. You know what is funny? I don't mind being bald because I hated dealing with getting haircuts. I don't like the time it takes in the morning to style the hair and do stuff with your hair.
Bro, are you kidding?
Yeah, I hated it.
That's the rationalization.
You know what's funny?
You're just saying that.
My older brother, he has a full head of hair, and he never combs it. Like, it's literally always sticking out in every direction. And he's a pretty proper guy. He's like a golfer and whatever. And the man never combs his hair. He does not care.
I don't brush mine. I just push it around with mousse in my hand. I don't brush this. Look how
he doesn't even do that.
What about squirrel?
Mousse and squirrel. Get in bathroom. I'm getting ready.
Again.
So there's this video going around. And this is more of that damn AI scary stuff.
They told me they weren't
going
to share it.
It's a robot dog fighting a drone in the sky, and they're firing fireworks at each other. And as they go, they're figuring out how to maneuver to get a better position to shoot at each other and dodging fireworks. And, you know, what's the next step on that? You got a robot dog fighting with a drone.
That's our future.
Wait, when you say in the air, the robot dog's in the air?
No, the drone's in the air. The dog's on the ground.
Okay, well, that makes more
sense.
They're
fighting.
Well, I never said that the dog was in the air.
Well, you said they're in the air. I thought you said when you... I thought you said
you are right, spider. As you said, it's a spider.
Yeah.
You are right, spider.
Well, those dogs...
I am all right. You're not going to be all right.
I know.
I'm funny how? I abuse you?
Ever since that one video where someone did... pre-AI, it was special effects more than anything. It was of the Boston Dynamic where they were messing with the robot walking around, they hitting it with sticks, and then it kind of turns on them and kills them all.
Yeah,
it looks so real.
It happens.
Like, now, I'm like, okay, but this doesn't... Look, if we got to hire the robot dogs to take care of the drones, then fine. Like, they're policing each other.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They don't care.
I mean, are you worried that they're going to team up?
All right. So I was at the bank and this guy was in the front. He was in the front of the line there and he was leaned up on the counter talking to the lady behind the counter. Mm-hmm. And every time he would move a certain way, his entire butt crack was out. And I was like, oh, God. I want to put a coin in there. I want to drop a pin in there so bad. I wish I had a water gun, you know, anything.
Yeah.
But I know how that is. You know, being the guy with the butt crack out, it's not all it's cracked up to be.
I see what you did there. What do we used to call that?
Plumber crack.
No, but then what you do is you go up and take your hand and run out of the crack.
Credit card.
You swiped your credit card. Yeah.
Gross. I'm not doing that.
How much of the crack is out?
I mean, you only do it to the people you know.
But, oh, okay. Oh, never mind then.
You generally don't do that to strangers, but it is intrusive thought of when you see that, you definitely want to throw stuff in there.
Yes.
And why do I suddenly become a 12-year-old boy and giggle and point?
Because it's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know that everyone else around me was seeing what I saw.
Yeah.
The whole butt crack out. And it's like, doesn't matter what he was saying.
Because probably at banks these days, there's only one teller.
Yeah.
There's 30 of you in line staring at this guy's butt crack.
Yeah. When Skip opened up his pizza place, Hungry Howie's, they had a party, an opening party.
Yeah.
And I went and I remember the pair of jeans it was. It was Liz Claiborne and they were really low. They were low rider kind of jeans for me. And I was sitting there and I could feel the breeze. And I was like, my butt crack's out. But everybody's behind me, so if I do something about it, is that worse than my butt crack being out? And then I hear a person behind me, I hear a girl laughing, and a guy say to her, don't worry, you're not the only one. So they were doing that.
If you feel a breeze, you got to stand up and pull your britches up.
Yeah, but that's admitting that I'm doing something wrong.
But otherwise, your whole butt's out.
It was.
Well, there's tasteful crack. It's like cleavage. You can have a little bit of cleavage, but you have too much.
You know that the only tasteful crack is on like Margot Robbie. You know, someone who looks like her.
Hold on, let me Google that.
Otherwise,
what are your search terms?
All crack should stay hidden.
Well, Cardi B had her butt crack pierced.
People didn't believe it.
How'd they do it? Like, did she put it like vertical or horizontal? Does it connect the two top?
No. It's not like... It's right at the top of her. It's like one of the...
It's like a surface piercing.
But is it in the middle?
But it's at the tip. Yeah. Like
it's,
tippy
like
top.
It's like if you put a little bow on the top of your crack. That's where it's at. It sits there.
But then it does go through like... I never understood those. Like a surface piercing where they just kind of pierce...
Wouldn't that be similar to your fish hook in your eyebrow then?
No. That's like a pinchy one.
Well, you can pinch a butt crack.
No, but I know. But it's not my forehead pierced.
It's not like one side is pierced to the other side. Oops, it's right above it.
Uh-huh.
But it goes, it's like a needle, like an in, out, in.
Either way, it's classy. Either way. You know, that's inviting. This is the next thing. Butt cracks are in because of Cardi B.
Yeah.
But butt cracks being out is in.
But if you think about it, then you could use that piercing. You could put like almost like a garter. Where you could clip your underwear to it, so then it would never droop down, or your pants to it.
I think that would really hurt.
Well, I think I think you get used to it.
If you have underwear that needs to sag, it's going to drag on it, and that's going to hurt.
Yeah, you sit the wrong way, and you're pulling your butt crack piercing out.
I don't yuck your yum. I'm trying to spitball some ideas here.
Well,
I'm saving the world one crack at a time.
I do appreciate that so much. but yeah, I couldn't believe that guy. And you were talking about intrusive thoughts. Some of them are worse than others. Like, do you ever picture the wrong people naked? And then once you've pictured it, you can't get it out. Mm. It's like,
That's every day at the gym.
Yeah. You're like, ooh, why am I thinking about that?
And then you're like, oh, God, I'm still thinking about it. Think of something else. Oh, there they are again. I don't know what that is. I don't know why that happens. But you had to Walmarts or whatever.
Well, it's like they tell you, you know, if you're not feeling comfortable in like a social situation or what, like a public speaking situation, to picture the room naked. Well, that's a terrible idea.
It's a terrible idea.
I don't know how that's ever supposed to make you more comfortable.
I've never done that. Like, I've never, like, that's never been something I've ever done.
Because if you did, you're standing up in front of this crowd and you're picturing everybody naked, and then you're like,
the majority of naked people make me uncomfortable. So I just can't.
I get it. I don't know what that is. I don't know why that is. And the harder you try to force it out of your brain, the more naked they are, longer. And then they're doing, you know, bad naked exercises and things.
Stretch.
You mean unsafe? Like they're not lifting with their knees?
Exactly. bad exercise. My daughter is very aware of intrusive thoughts, and hers are really something. Like she says, whenever, and this is crazy, be ready, whenever she has held a baby in her arms, the thought goes through her mind to throw it across the room.
Yep.
Yeah?
I do things like that. There's actually a TikTok that's pretty funny about, you know, where it's like, okay, you're cooking, and the thought goes in your head to, what if I just threw this boiling water on myself? Or you look out a window, what if I jumped? Just things that are, that like, why do you think that, you know? And something like throwing a baby or just something really awful happening. Yes, I get them all the time.
But you put yourself in that. That's different because I think of throwing other people out the window or throwing the water on someone else. I don't think about
it. Oh, no, I think about doing it myself.
Oh, but that's sad. But I wonder what that means.
The important thing is the fact that it's, that what separates you from a serial killer is that you don't do it.
Right.
And I think that's what happens in a lot of those situations, is that their intrusive thought is like, hey, I wonder what would happen if I ate this guy.
Are you serious? You really think that's what it is?
I think it's part of it. I think there's a disconnect, and I think they have trouble regulating inside and outside. Like,
wow.
Well, just like the guy that got pushed onto the subway rail.
Yeah.
It's like, who hasn't thought of doing that, but we don't do it.
But in that case, would you be the one jumping in front of the train, or would you be pushing somebody since you punish yourself?
Oh, I do both. I'm equal opportunity.
Okay.
Oh, I saw a video. Someone dropped, they were filming a video and they dropped their microphone on the subway tracks. And they said, what you do is you go tell somebody and they'll come get it. You're not supposed to jump down there.
Oh, you're really not supposed to jump down there. I didn't know anyone would come get it for you, though.
Are you sure you're not supposed to?
I would feel dumb going and saying like, hey, I dropped this. Can you come get
this? Yeah, I'd like, oh, that's gone.
They had a big long grabby arm thing. But I don't... I think there's been times where you're like, ah, man, I wonder what happened if I did blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Like at the grocery store, you know, like for no reason, I'm going to throw this can at this guy. I'm going to throw this can of beans right at this man and see what happens. And that's in my head. And
so
I'm like,
you want to hurt other people.
Make it go away. It's just, but I don't. I don't want to hurt anybody.
Yeah. That's the thing. But that's what makes you, again.
Right. But the thoughts come in for you to hurt other people. Usually for me, it's to hurt myself.
Oh. What about you? What do you do?
I'm everybody. I mean, everybody. No, I don't know. You haven't given this much thought? No, it's not that. I just don't have an example on top of my head.
Seriously?
Of a time that I've been like, oh, yeah.
Jeez. Don't you remember when I lived in the fancy apartment? Mm-hmm. It was on the 15th floor of the Reynolds building.
Yeah.
So the windows had like whatever you call it, things that stopped, that barriers that stopped them from coming open more than a few inches.
Yeah.
But one of them, the barriers were gone and you could open it all the way. And numerous times I thought, what if I went right out this window?
Wow. I guess I did that because I took the screws out of a window at my hotel in Memphis, the Hotel William Lynn, which is across from, you can see Peabody from the roof of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I unscrewed the window and was sitting up in the windowsill. But I did not think about jumping. I thought about throwing the TV out. But I didn't think about jumping.
Well, I mean, and it's not like this makes it sound like it's suicidal or something. It's not. It's just what would happen?
Huh.
Not that I want to, and I haven't done it.
See, that's really interesting. I did not know that there were different dynamics in intrusive thoughts where you're doing the stuff to yourself and I'm thinking about, you know, running over, you know, whatever, running up through a yard in my car and running into the house.
I think sometimes, too, it doesn't even have to, I don't have to be involved. I mean, I can say, like, what would happen if that car flew through there and did that? Or, like, just running scenarios.
Is that
or,
the same?
I don't know. I guess not.
I don't think that's the same.
It's still intrusive if you're thinking of a really bad thing happening, I think.
Yeah, true. Unless it's in response to some idiot and you're thinking, oh, God, please flip end over end on fire all the way across the road.
Oh, those are okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I saw one of those the other day.
Somebody flipping?
No, I wish it had. It was one of those, again, the light had turned green like a while ago, and then a car comes flying through, and I'm like, oh, I wish he would slam into everybody. And then,
that's awful, but everybody does it. You're right. Everybody does that stuff.
That'd teach you.
So last time we did this, I still had a car. That was 2 weeks.
No, I thought your car crapped out. Before, because we came back from, had that Monday off, and then...
Okay, that makes sense. You're right, because I had already decided to donate it when we did this last time.
Yes.
Yeah, and they're not in a hurry to get it, I'll tell you that. You think, like...
Where is it?
It's at Randy's.
It's still at Randy's.
It's at the mechanics. And I talked to him today, because they're now... I had to call a couple extra times, you know? Mm-hmm. I thought this would be like, oh my God, thank you so much for this car. We're on our way to get it, because you clicked send on the email. We're coming right now to get it. But that's not how it works.
No.
So I got a call from whoever is going to be auctioning it off. And it was like, hey, this is Ray. You got that car? Yeah. All right, where is it? I said, well, it's at the mechanic. And if you don't come get it soon, he's going to start getting me to pay him for it to sit there. When's he going to start making you pay? Like, I don't know. Well, just come get it. Just come get it.
How busy are you?
they were very busy, but it's allegedly it's going to be picked up Thursday or Friday.
I think sometimes I love people who run and operate and do charity, but I think sometimes their execution isn't always the best.
Well, this isn't the charity. They farm this out.
Well, yeah, they have to farm that out to somebody.
I think
get the money from it.
Yeah, the farm.
And it's probably somebody who is doing it for nominal money of anything, or doing it out of the kindness of their heart.
You know, but, it was almost 109, you pull it. And if you're from around here, you know.
Call 788-9122. And we'll come get that car for you.
Man, that's a pretty song.
That's exactly what the jingle sounds like. Just like that.
No, that was it.
Yeah.
Actually, we might have to pay them money because of that. It's so perfect.
They do advertise on the Super Bowl with that, like every year.
They used to.
What's your favorite Super Bowl commercial? 109, you pull it. Have you seen any? Like, they've released already the Super Bowl commercials for this year, which is, I hate that they do that.
I don't get it.
Yeah. No, I try really hard not to watch them.
It's like, I have a gift I want to give you so bad for Christmas, but I'm going to give it to you in November.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to tell you what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, here, look at this. I'm going to give it to you in a couple of months.
Yeah.
I was like, I saw that they released, there was the Harry Met Sally thing with Meg Ryan.
I haven't seen it. I mean, I try really hard not to watch them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
But you can't escape, though, can you?
If they're not on TV yet.
They do that, though. They'll do a news segment on the best commercials from this upcoming Super Bowl.
Although, I will say, I don't know why I try to wait for the Super Bowl, because it never fails. Wherever I am, people are talking too loud and I can't hear them anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then what do? You catch up on YouTube the next day, or how
do you? Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Super Bowl is just like the Grammys and the Oscars and stuff. I really try. I really try to stick with it. I just can't do it.
I don't bother. I didn't even look at the Oscar nominations this year, because I'm like, there's so few of the movies that I know that I've seen.
Are you going to watch the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, I'll watch the Super Bowl.
I've actually seen an Oscar nominated film.
Which one? Pinocchio?
Conclave.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, I love that one.
I watched that one.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Conclave.
I watched Gladiator 2.
That was not nominated.
Why did you hate it?
It was just lame. It was like, why did we do this? The first was so good.
Really?
In my opinion, it was. And then it's like, well, why bother? But then it just was like Denzel Washington just chewing scenery, and then everybody else is kind of there, and then there were sharks.
What about the rhino?
Sharks?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't there a rhino fight?
There was a rhino. There's a man riding a rhino.
See, and they show that prominently in the trailer for it, but I bet you it's like 1 second of rhino in the movie. Am I right?
No, that rhino was actually the co-star.
Oh, jeez. It was a buddy film.
It was hilarious.
It was a buddy movie.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I love
you guys.
It.
they fell in love. It was so sweet. The rhino, he Gladiator 2, he goes up to him and he goes, "Rhino, you're the best I've ever known."
And
Rhino's like, "Rah!"
I heard that.
And Gordon.
Denzel.
Rhino, I can't quit you.
I heard that Denzel got the rhino and got in a chariot with him and rode him around town to show him like how to rip off criminals.
Yeah.
And then in the end, I'm not going to spoil. I don't want to spoil it.
He got wet.
Yeah.
I didn't know you got wet. No, I, you know, it was just one of those things. Like as it kept going, I'm like, okay. But I'm glad I didn't pay for it. It was one of those.
Yeah, my man keeps wanting to watch it, and I'm really having no interest.
Watch it.
Oh, he can watch it whenever he wants to.
Is he waiting for you?
He thinks he's waiting for me, and I don't really want to watch it.
Nah, that's garbage, man.
And there's definitely not any full frontal male nudity.
Oh, bro, I'm sorry, man.
I know. Well, I mean, that's the only reason why to watch anything Gladiator related.
I'm sorry. T's and P's. I'm sorry you didn't get to see it.
It's okay. I went back and started watching Spartacus again, because that had some good
content. Got plenty of them in there.
Jesus.
Very nice.
Hey, guys, I'm just going to be over here on the treadmill looking at dongs.
You know, I think that has calmed down. Do you remember for a little while there, every movie that came out was full frontal men?
When it was allowed, all of a sudden it was everywhere.
Yeah, but I think it's
even
calmed down.
Even in Sex and the City when they did the reboot, there was one in there, and I was like, whoa!
What?
Yeah.
That's too much.
Yeah. I mean, and they've always been pretty... I mean, it was on HBO, so it's always been pretty out there, but they've never had a full male before.
Wow. Did you ever watch Pop Star Never Stop Stopping?
Yeah.
The Lonely Island?
When he's
There's
sitting
one
in the limo?
Where his fans all pressed against the limo, and he's talking about his fans. I've got the best fans. You guys, they all love me. And while he's gesturing behind him, there's just a naked guy.
Mashed against the window.
Yeah.
And he rolls it down. It's just there.
Doesn't he sign it?
Yes. But it's like...
Am I wrong? Is that too much?
I think it's a lot. But see, that's also...
Funny. That's funny too much, though.
But that's my... What I think is funny is when it is too much. Like,
that's
it's
true.
It's so far gone.
That's true. You're right.
Oh, God. That is good.
So you don't have any interest in the Oscars. I love to watch the beginning of it. Like Janelle Monáe a couple years ago. I recorded that and I still watch that.
She was
incredible.
Yeah.
Just beautiful and just flawless execution on that whole thing. You got Conan O'Brien this year. He's not too sexy like Janelle Monáe.
I like Conan, though.
He's all right.
He's pretty.
He's very dry.
I've stopped caring as much. It's one of those things. It's like, I remember when I used to root for movies back in the day.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
I would get super excited. I remember being super excited about Silence of the Lambs. I thought it deserved everything it was nominated for and all that. And then like, as the years have gone on, it's like a lot of the movies that are nominated for awards are like what people used to call like a bummer movie, where I'm like, I don't want to watch. Like, there's so many of these movies out where I'm like, this is going to suck.
So many of them, I will, okay, maybe I should see that. And then I'll be like, that was the biggest waste of 2.5 hours. What did I just watch?
Well, like, you know, I almost watched the other day, Killers of the Flower Moon, which is that.
Oh, yeah. The movie, Scorsese.
Right. But I already know it's such a depressing
story.
And it's so long.
But, I forgot about that. It was like 3.5 hours. But I'm like, to psych yourself up to be sad, you know what I mean? Like,
but I don't do that. Like, I watch them for how they make the movie and the scenery and the shots and stuff like that. That's why sometimes the same thing with reading the end of a book and deciding whether you want to go back through. I love how they do it. Like, I watched Hateful Eight again the other night. My mom and my sister were at the house, and we sat and watched Hateful Eight together.
How did that go?
Everybody was into it.
The whole movie?
What was that movie about when they went to wine country?
Oh, yeah.
Sideways.
Yeah. Oh my God, that was the most boring day in the life movie I've ever seen. I was like, I could sit and watch my friends and get more interest out of than this stupid movie that was nominated for all these awards.
I bet you the Flower Moon.
Didn't get it.
I bet you the Flower Moon is beautiful because it's a period piece and everything is authentic.
Stuff like that, much more so, but this was...
I just watched that American Primeval show on Netflix.
Okay.
Quick funny story. So went out to dinner with a friend of mine has a new girlfriend. And so he wanted us all to meet her. So we all, like a group of us.
That's risky.
No, it was fine. It's cool. But in conversation, you know, I'm shouting down the table. Like, you know, we're at a longer table. There's only like 6 or 7 of us. And I said something about American Primeval and I was like, you know, effing Mormons. because they really weren't great in that show.
Yeah.
And then something else came up, and I thought we were talking about Tanger Center and about some of the stuff we've seen, and I was talking about Book of Mormon, and I thought it was hilarious. My wife hated it, but she also doesn't like South Park.
Okay.
And the new girlfriend's like, oh, I don't like that, you know, and then made some comment, and at the time, we thought she said that she was Mormon, okay. And I was like, oh, good. I'm glad I was yelling down the table.
You know, Mormon. So was she Mormon or no?
I think what we've determined is that she might have a friend who's Mormon.
Jared.
Yeah, well, so, I was trying to think how many Mormons are there? Maybe it is. But yeah.
So she was offended vicariously. She was,
yeah, preemptively, you know, and she was like, oh, no, I was just super excited to see it. I heard it was great. And it was like, well, yeah, I mean, the if you like...
You know,
the show or Book of Mormon?
Book of Mormon.
I had the same thing happen. I was talking about the funny underwear that they have to wear from birth, and they cut the symbols off and sew them back on. And I was making some comment about that. And then my mom's husband, who's no longer with us, said, yeah, there's some good people too, but found out he was Mormon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, anywho. It is hard to bounce back from that.
Yeah,
it is
hard to come back.
Although I did, as I said to my other friend, as we were trying to decide if we'd have offended her, it's like, well, at least she saw an honest representation of us, and none of us
like we all right. Spoke do you want any more of this or not?
Yeah, this is what we do. So,
but Barb had it moved from Phnom Penh to dim sum.
Please stop.
Oh, and it was like that. But he was great. He was a great guy. He was super great.
He might have been, but wow, that's hard to listen to.
Oh, man, but it would never you had to just leave. You had to just walk away.
I could see
away.
Your skin crawling during something like that.
Yeah, man.
Is that where it started?
No, I've always had that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You doing all right?
Does he stand in the doorway when it does
yes.
that? Trap you in a room?
They came to visit one time when I was living in D.C., and he would be in the doorway when I get home. They stayed for like 5 days. It was great. We had a great time. Hey, listen, that's going to about wrap it up.
Okie dokie then.
You want to listen next time, and call.
I want to throw things at you.
The number
336-373-0987. Use the pushy button talkie thing on the app. We're getting millions and millions and millions of messages. You could be one of them.
The internet's crashing.
I know. We've overloaded.
That's why there's so much AI.
Listen to us. Send us an email too if you want to. You can do that through the website. And we've just started using our request email again. It's requests@987simon.com. So we want to hear from you any way you want to. All right. Charlie, what's your final thought?
Well, if, as Maddie said, every third thing is AI, it's fake. Which one of us?
Huh.
Why are you guys looking at me?
All right. What's your final thought? If it's real.
I don't know. All I wrote down was haircuts are lame.
Podcast. Time.
Get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.